This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The director of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday the continent is going through a third wave of COVID-19 and stressed the need to continue prevention measures such as social distancing, mask wearing, and avoiding crowds. He says of the 500 million vaccine dose donation announced Wednesday by the U.S. for the UN-backed COVAX program, only 200 million will arrive in 2021. The new U.S. commitment is to purchase and donate 500 million Pfizer doses for distribution through the global COVAX alliance to 92 lower-income countries and the African Union. The U.S. is now set to be COVAX's largest vaccine donor, in addition to its single largest funder with a $4 billion U.S. dollar commitment. The European Parliament on Thursday urged the European Union to reverse its position and support a proposed temporary lifting of intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines, backing a push by many developing nations to allow more production. EU lawmakers backed by 355 votes to 263 a resolution on accelerating the global rollout of vaccines. The resolution says only a fraction of the 11 billion shots needed to vaccinate 70% of the world's population has been produced, and that relying on pledges of excess doses from richer nations is not enough. The International Air Transport Association announced Thursday its digital travel pass will go live in the Middle East in the coming weeks as Europe and the U.S. relax travel restrictions. Countries around the world are racing to adopt digital certificates in order to unlock expected revival in international tourism after the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. Pope Francis on Thursday rejected German Cardinal Reinhold Marx's resignation as Archbishop of Munich over the church's sexual abuse crisis, saying he agreed that it was a worldwide, quote, catastrophe, but that the prelate should stay on. Marx, one of Roman Catholicism's most influential liberal figures, offered to resign earlier this month, saying he had to share institutional responsibility for sexual abuse by clerics over past decades. In a letter to Marx written on Thursday and released by the Vatican, Francis said he understood the motivation behind Marx's offer to resign but would not accept it. Banks must set aside enough capital to cover losses on any Bitcoin holdings in full, global regulators proposed on Thursday, in a conservative step that could prevent wide-scale use of the cryptocurrency by big lenders. The Basel Committee on Banking Supervision, made up of regulators from the world's leading financial centers, proposed a twin approach to capital requirements for crypto assets held by banks. El Salvador has become the world's first country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender, even though central banks globally have repeatedly warned that investors in cryptocurrency must be ready to lose all their money. Major economies, including China and the United States, have signaled in recent weeks a tougher approach, while developing countries plan to develop their own central bank digital currencies. Thousands of demonstrators marched in Greece on Thursday as a 24-hour nationwide strike against new labor reforms shut down transport and public services. Over 16,000 people took part in separate demonstrations in Athens, organized by unions and opposition parties, police said, with leftist, socialist, and communist party leaders also attending the rallies. Critics have labeled the reform, which promotes working hour flexibility, as, quote, modern-day slavery. Hands off the 8-hour working day, read a banner carried by pro-communist protesters in the Capitol. Slavery is not progress, said another. The government says the reform introduces optional working hour flexibility, sets rules on remote work, improves parental leave, and includes safeguards against workplace sex harassment. And the wife of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is due to plead guilty on Thursday in Washington, where she has been accused of helping her husband run the Sinaloa cartel of smugglers. It was not immediately clear what she'll plead guilty to. The 31-year-old former beauty queen was arrested in February on allegations she relayed messages to help Guzman traffic drugs from 2012 to early 2014. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.